Welcome to Miracles of God with Pastors Joel and Annalisa Jones.
Not to serve somebody, might as well serve the Lord.
In today's message, entitled Be Still and Know That I Am God, Pastor Joel shares the peace and comfort we have in knowing and walking with Jesus.
Our sermon title comes directly from Psalm 46, in which the Lord says to his people, be still and know that I am God. And when he gave me this sermon, I said, Lord, which title do you want me to use? Be still and know that I am God? Or do you want me to tell them, be still and know that he is God? You know, I ask him things like that when I'm going to prepare his sermon that he gives me. He said, no, you will say, be still and know that I am God. He said, because I'm speaking through you. He said, and I'm speaking to my people. He said, so be still and know that I am God, because I am that I am. That's what he told me. So it's little things like that that you want to get straight when you're following the Lord. I never want to say anything of my own accord. I have to go back to him. So I think you'll agree that's sound advice. And it was sound advice back in the Old Testament to be still and know that he's God. But it's even more sound for us today. It's more important for us today. Wouldn't you agree? Obviously, we're living in desperate times. Much worse, much more serious even back then it was back then. And it should prompt all of us to want to turn to the Lord immediately. We need to know that we're in the last days. These are the last days. I've said this time and time again. Time is running out. Don't be fooled by the smoke screens. Don't be distracted. Time is running out. Okay, the two-minute warning, as we talked about, has been sounded a long time ago. All right, the distractions that kept us in front of the TV. Football season's over, y'all. Okay, two-minute warning gone. Buzzer has gone off. Okay, there's another buzzer that's going to go off, and that's when the trumpet sounds. Amen. That's the one that we need to be listening for. The world as we know it is passing away. That's what the word says. All you have to do is take a quick look around. Just look around and see what's going on in the world around you. That's all you have to do. You'll see it. These things have been prophesied in the Bible for thousands of years. Matter of fact, let's go to our Bibles. I'm going to ask Pastor Annalisa to take us to the Epistle of Matthew, chapter 24. And read that for us, please, would you, Pastor? Would you read verses 4 through 13, Matthew 24, please? And this is, see what Jesus says. This is where the disciples asked Jesus about the signs concerning the end of the age and what Jesus said.
Matthew 24, verses 4 to 13. As always, pleasure to read the word of God. Mm-hmm. Jesus speaking. And Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, the kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilence, and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will be offended, will betray one another, and will hate one another. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. But he who endures to the end shall be saved.
All right, all right. Praise God. And we could go on and finish that, but you all know the rest of it. You see it right there. Thank you, Pastor. And so what we see here is what? Everything that is going on in America today, we're seeing it. Even in other countries in the world, we're seeing it right here. Am I right? Okay, did we miss anything? Reading this text of scripture is like watching the evening news. Uh-huh. I mean, it's like watching the news, isn't it? Every time you turn around, you hear what? Breaking news, right? And I don't know about you, but those of us who are mature, those in their 50s, 60s, and up, when I was young, it was just the news. There was no breaking news. You just watched the news. It may be the evening news or the night news, but it was just the news. Then as the world got worse, it became the bad news. But that wasn't bad enough. The bad news, now it's breaking news because there's so much bad news coming in that they call it breaking news. Did you notice that? Because of the preponderance of bad news that comes in. It's so much bad news in the world that the bad news becomes the breaking news, and that's crazy, but the bad news been swarmed on by breaking news, and by the time the breaking news has broken, there's more bad news breaking. And that's exactly how it is. This is what's going on in the world today, but thank God for God, amen? Thank God that amidst all the bad breaking news, God is still on the throne. He wasn't caught off guard, all right? And he's warned us, has he not? He's warned us about this very thing. He told us about crooked politicians. Come on now. Telling lies and half-truth. Do I go this way? Do I go that way? Do I trust him? Do I trust her? Oh, Lord. He's told us about these things. He told us about the wars that are looming, has he not? He's told us. He sent us signs, okay? He sent us locusts. Have you seen the news lately? Huh? Have you seen what's happening in East Africa? Swarms of locusts covering 175,000 miles of crops in a famine-infested, a famine-plagued world. Now, their crops are gone. Don't you know many people will die because these locusts are eating up the little plants they have. And they said they're moving from place to place. Look like a small tornado. This is happening now, you all. Right now. Okay, breaking news. And if that's not bad enough, Australia just caught it a few days ago. Did you see Australia? Okay. Not to mention the fires and all that. But now there's a swarm of bats. 300,000 bats took the place over. Some had rabies, feces, looked like a small cloud, turned the town out. This is happening as we speak, okay? Shut down the place. Millions and billions of locusts and bats and different things coming to a theater near you. Huh? Viruses, plagues from Somalia and Ethiopia. I'm telling you, diseases mounting, folks killing. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? I'll tell you what the Lord says to do. Just what the title of this sermon says, be still and know that I am God. That is what we've got to do more than anything else these days. We've got to know who God is. We've got to know who we're coming with. We've got to know who we're walking with. We've got to know who brought you to this party. We've got to know who we're in company with. You see, saints, no matter what we see going on in the world, God is still in control of everything. Do you believe that? If you don't believe it, you're in trouble. We may as well give up the ghost. Sell the barn, whatever you got to do, move. Keep moving. You can't outrun destruction, okay? That's why I always quote Psalm 91, that you hold that in your heart. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. This is what we've got to do now. He says, be still and know that I am God. Pastor, help us out with this. What does the Bible say in Psalm 46, 11, and 10, 11? Read that one for us one more time, please.
Psalm 46, 10, and 11 tells us, Be still. Be still and know that I am God. Mm-hmm. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth.
Amen. 11 as well.
The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge.
Amen.
Selah.
He is our refuge. That means that God is our ever-present help in time of need. Amen. In time of struggle, in time of uncertainty. God is with us, okay? And we need to know this. He says, among all the nations, God is in control of all things. He says that he's to be exalted among the nations. And you know why? That's because God is in control of all things, all nations, at all times, upon all the earth, no matter what we're seeing in front of us. The Lord wants us to know that he is with us and that only he is our refuge. You can't hide under anybody else that can give you shelter. You can't hide under any man-made defense. They can't protect you. The government can't protect you. The government needs protection itself. Okay? The government hides under the shadow of the Almighty. If they don't, they're going to find out that they will have to sooner or later. Okay? Because this is spiritual warfare. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He is the true God. There's only one true God. There's only one person that has the power, and that is God, okay? Jesus Christ himself, amen? Now, it's very important, saints, that we know that because of, we know this. It's important that we know this because all of this destruction that's taking place, and this is what I want you to know, the destruction that's taking place has to take place. You know? It has to take place. Jesus says, my word will abide. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word shall never pass away. Okay? So this has to take place. Remember in Matthew 24, verse 6? Let's go back up there for 1 second. There's one thing in there that maybe you all didn't see. And sometimes we read this word and we read this word and we read this word. And you go back and you say, I didn't see that word. And it's right there. So let's go back.
Matthew 24, verses 6.
Read verse 6. Mm-hmm. It says,
And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you will not be troubled.
Keep going.
For all these things must come to pass.
All right, right there. You see that? He says, see that you are not troubled. For all these things must come to pass. Now, he's talking about wars and rumors of war. He's talking about the whole shebang, the false prophets, the fighting, the nation against nation, people hating you. Don't they hate Christians nowadays? They call us haters, and they hate us. We said we love you. They said, no, you don't. If you love me, you let me do what I want to do, and you do what I want you. You do what I want to do, too. You would support my sin. And if you don't support my sin, then you're a hater, right? They want us to turn from God and turn toward the things of men, okay? But when you stand on the word of God, they don't like you, all right? And that's what's going on here. That's what the Bible says. Jesus said, don't be troubled by it. It's got to happen. You see what I mean? You say, well, all these people have to die. Somebody's got to. Yeah, somebody's got to. The Bible says it right here, okay? So these things must come to pass. He says, so see that you are not troubled. In other words, Jesus said, be still and know that I am God. He said it right here. He said, don't let it trouble you. All right. We get troubled when we don't know God. When we don't know the Lord, things are going to bother you. Your blood pressure is going to be high, 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 going. It's going to be high. Okay. Your worries, your fears, you're going to be anxious for a lot of things instead of being anxious for nothing. But if you don't know the Lord, you're going to be, my mother didn't know the Lord. She was the nicest lady. She was a sweet little grandmama. She looked like grandmother. She looked, my mother, you ever seen a guinea pig? Guinea pigs, how they just sit there and they look so gentle. We had one, we called him the Wump. W-U-M-P. I don't know why we named him that, because he would go whoop, 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 whoop. And he was a little white snowball, and we named him Snowball. And one day my we used to feel my mother's arms because they were, you know, they were big. So we just squeeze our arm as we sit and watch TV. And my sister said, "Mama, you're just a wump, aren't you? You're just like the little guinea pig." And she looked like that guinea pig. But she was very, very sweet. The nicest lady. People would come to the door and she'd give them homemade rolls. She'd make homemade bread and roll it out and let it rise and then let me knock it down. And we lived in the projects. And when you come inside the projects, you could smell that bread. And people would knock on the door and say, "Miss Jones, can I just have a couple of rolls?" She said, "Okay, sit down." Somebody else came in, "Miss Jones, can I have some?" "Sit down." And she'd be feeding rolls to everybody. But she didn't know the Lord. And she worried and worried and worried. She worried about the 13 children that she had. All the boys, all the girls, my mother worried about us. She worried so much we called her Miss Worry in a Hurry. That was another nickname we called her. She didn't know Jesus. She was in a false cult religion. So when things went bad, she didn't know what to do. Worried herself to death. I do believe that. Well, Jesus says, "Be still and know that I am God." And that's why it's so important for us not to go down that same path. See, we've got to know that God is there for us. You're going to want to know this for your children. See, I've got grandchildren now. My children are grown. They're big, bigger than I am. They're grown, you know. But they now are past the baton. Now it's on them to raise their children. And when you're raising children, you want your children to know who God is. Amen. So all the things that the world is putting in front of us, and some of the things you see on this breaking news, this bad news, it ain't, it's nothing but from the devil to upset you. You've got to stop focusing on those things and focus on the Lord and know where your help comes from. Amen. Did you all feel that wind last night in this area? Felt like it was going to blow the house down. That old fairy tale. What's that old story? "I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house in." It felt like that was going to happen. Three little pigs. I felt like a little pig last night. But the Lord, but God, every time I'm writing, I'm doing my sermon, I'm sitting there trying to write, and the window was right there, was going, and I said, "Oh, that glass going to pop me right in the head if it blows that glass." And then I said, "Wait a minute, God ain't going to let that happen. Let me get this." And I just kept writing. You see what I mean? And that's what happens, right? That's the peace of God which surpasses all understanding. Amen? See? And the news media, you know, sometimes them weather people, they can't wait to tell you something bad. Oh, it's looking good right now. But I'll tell you what, there's something coming, and it just might blow out all the electricity, so we're getting ready for it back at 5. And they'll tell you that as if, I just gave them the bad news. But that's why you got to go to the Lord and say, "I got something better than that, bigger than that. If they blow out all the lights, if they blow us all up, that's all right. We have the Lord to take care of us under the shadow of the Almighty, absent from the body, present with the Lord. Take this earthly tent. I got a better tent in heaven anyway." That's how we have to be about this thing. Amen. That's the good news. Amen. You can't worry. You do all you can. You do all you can. Keep yourself together. Try to eat right. Try to keep your health together. But if something should come upon you, say, "Oh, well, Lord, you've got me. You've got me where you want me. And I'm in your hands. I'm in the hands of God. I'm in the best physician's hands that I could ever be in, who is the great physician, is Jesus Christ." Amen. And that's what the devil doesn't want you to know. So the Lord wants us to know. He wants us to know. And that's why he says in this verse, "See that you are not troubled." Don't let it bother you. See that you don't have a problem with it. All these things are going to happen. They've got to happen. You know why? Because I know the end from the beginning. I'm telling you that your name is in the book of life. So why would you worry, huh? Come on now. This is what he's saying. "Be still and know that I am God." Jesus, in other words, he's saying, "I've got this. I've got this." Hallelujah. That's right, Sister Karen. "I've got this." Jesus says, "I'm not caught off guard." He says, "I know which politicians are lying. I know why they're lying." Notice I didn't say if they're lying. He said, "I know which are lying, why they're lying. I know their deceit even better than they do." Huh? He said, by the way, I know the same things about you. Huh? He doesn't leave anybody out. We know politicians lie, but guess what? We lie too. But Jesus is saying, I know the storms that are about to rage in this world. Mm-hmm. I know the storms that are raging in your households. I even know the storms that are surfacing in you. He knows it all. That's why we need to know him. Does that make sense? We need to know somebody that already has an answer to the problem before you know you have a problem. Amen? Did you hear that? Somebody got the answer to the problem before you know you have a problem. He's got it solved before you even try to solve it. He's a problem solver. Amen? Come on, we got to know this. That's the truth, isn't it? And that's what we seek. We seek the truth of God. Like I said, this is not going to be a long sermon, but it's going to hit the nail on the head. Well, then let me give you some more truth. Listen to this, you all that are not here today, okay? All you all that's not hearing the message live, okay? Yeah, this is next week for you. No telling what's going to happen to you by now. But let me tell you some more truth. Us here, we're not here. By the time you hear this, we're not here after today. Unless you're on Periscope or something right now. It's a right now moment. That's what I'm trying to say. So those of you who don't get this right now moment is tomorrow, and you hear about this on Monday, and you say, oh, let me see what they did at church. Well, no telling where this world's going to be. But let me tell you this so you know. You cannot truly be still and know that he is God unless you what? Know God. All right? Unless you have a relationship with God, you can't really be still and know that he's God. How? How are you going to believe in an insurance when you don't have the insurance? How are you going to pay into your account when you don't know about AAA? You just don't drive your car because you don't have insurance. Or you try to cover the cost yourself. You can't cover the cost. You've got to know that there's an insurance out there to cover the cost. Amen? You got to know about God. And if you don't know God, you can't truly be still. You're going to be worried. Your mind's not going to rest. Amen? You need a relationship with God. So you've got to be a friend of God. You got to be a follower of Christ. You got to be a sheep in his fold. That's what I'm trying to say, okay? You got to be able to discern his voice. You got to be a discerner of his voice, a sheep of his fold, a doer of his word. That's how you've got to be. And when you do those things, you can be still and know that he is God. It's important. Does that make sense? Of course it does. Here's some more truth, friends. The ability to be still and know that he is God comes from actively moving in obedience to God. I'll repeat it. The ability to be still and know that he is God comes from actively moving in obedience to God.
Amen. The Bible says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. God protects those that abide in him. This is Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones, sponsored by Spirit of Truth Church Worldwide in Fairfield, California. We're so thankful you chose to fellowship with us today. You can find today's message as well as previous broadcasts on demand at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. While you're there, connect with us. Like and follow us on Facebook. And if you've been blessed by today's messages, please let us know. Submit your comments, testimonies, and prayer requests on our contact page at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. If you're in need of prayer or encouragement, we're here for you. Call us at 707-759-5244. Listen, If you have a desire and the means to sow a financial seed, will you prayerfully consider doing so today? All financial donations are tax deductible and accepted on our secure website. Giving is easy. Simply click the donate button to give today. We appreciate your faithful support and pray the Lord strengthens you as you follow Him. We invite you to join us for Sunday worship service at 1 p.m. and to walk through the Bible with us Wednesdays at 8 p.m. live on Facebook. All services are available on YouTube and online at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. Thanks again for tuning in to Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones. Don't forget to tune in next week for the conclusion of Be Still and Know That I Am God with Pastor Joel. Until next time. God is good.